Okay, the show's on. Go ahead. Your show.
Hey, wait. I have a vested interest in this show.
Yes.
Hold on.
This is your show.
I've heard good things.
What have you heard?
A friend of mine heard an episode once.
Uh-huh.
I think last year. Said really good things.
Wow, you should have passed that on to me. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Said the star of the show, Andy, was great, and they said his monkey sidekick was always amusing, too.
Wow, thank you.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, you should give me more positive feedback like that.
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, are you chewing gum?
Sure.
You got to get rid of that gum.
I do?
Yeah, we had a referendum on gum chewing.
When?
10 years ago.
10 years ago?
It was a forever referendum.
I can't believe I agreed to that. Did I?
You did, yeah.
All right. I'm taking it out.
It was hard fought and hard won.
Hey, Irwin, you want some gum?
Don't do it, Irwin.
Oh, I chewed it for less than 5 minutes. Oh, my God. You babies.
You usually give away your ABC gum?
Waste not, want not. I guess you're just rolling in money. I know the marathon did really well last year.
It did okay.
You and your family, you and your wife, you're probably running a little low. Hey, you should have another marathon. Make a little more scratch.
Funny you should mention that. Yeah. The marathon is next week.
I know you were hoping to.
It starts Saturday.
Plan a big vacation with your family.
And 1 week from tonight is the soaking of the Andy.
Oh, wait, Irwin is leaning in?
Ken's got a whole warehouse of parking lots.
Oh, he does? Parking lots he can sell?
Anyway, the soaking of the Andy next Wednesday night,
the
1 week from tonight.
Well, Andy, that's my name, too.
Yeah. It's the soaking of you.
You're going to soak some sap named Andy?
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right. Great.
No. I know you. I know you always kind of look forward to that. You know, I lost one of my shows this year.
Oh, one of your TV shows.
I'm down to one show.
Yeah, but you did get paid for the first season, I assume, right?
I got paid. Yeah. That's true.
Well done. And you have another show coming up?
I do this summer. Yes. It'll be on this summer.
Great.
But a man's down to one show. You're kicking a man when he's down.
You have a game show coming up, as a matter of fact.
I do have a game show based on my little card game. Uh-huh. Yep, it's great. Coming out.
And you have a birthday coming up.
A big one. I don't like to make a big deal about it.
Well, happy birthday.
It's not a big one. It's only a big one if you're like a Magical Mystery Tour fan.
No, Sergeant Pepper.
Oh, is it? When I'm 64?
Yeah, when I'm 64. Yeah.
Okay, there you go, of course.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, my friend. I know you also, you turned 60.
Yep, I had my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd that go?
That went great, thank you. You did fantastic. You were the MC at my birthday party.
Yeah. I know it wasn't supposed to be a contest, but I would say.
You were the funniest.
I was the best, yeah. Yeah. Irwin, you were a close second.
Everybody was great.
Yeah. I have the list of who was the best. And
oh, really? Who came in third?
That other DJ guy.
Uh-huh. You can't remember.
Blanking on his name.
You can't remember the name of a single other DJ who spoke.
Is Irwin.
He came in second.
Yeah.
He came in second. We're asking,
I was there.
Asking for third place.
Yeah. Lots of great people, though.
Yeah.
Lots of great people. Great. In the moment, I was really entertained.
Yeah. So next week we want to have a very, very big show. But back to your birthday for a second. I have a very special surprise for you. I'm delivering.
You're not going to sing or anything.
I'm delivering your wife's birthday present to you.
My wife, Beth?
Yes.
Birthday present?
Yes.
Well, how did you get it?
Well, here it is. Matt Warwick, please present.
Did Matt paint something?
No.
Oh, good. My heart is... Oh, my God, that's great. Wait, that's great.
It's a painting of me.
No, that's a painting of me. Who
no,
did that?
No, it's a painting of me.
What? Is it a painting by you?
No, of me. I'm wearing an Andy Breckman mask.
Well, then you're very...
I posed
for it. You've never looked better. Wait a minute. And that looks like my house, though.
Yes, it probably is.
Oh, because it's from a photo.
Yeah, this was the moment after your TV show got canceled.
Yeah, yeah, when I'm contemplating my midlife career move.
Anyway,
I'm contemplating going into air conditioning repair.
Your wife Beth arranged this painting.
Wow, it's really
from
fantastic.
My daughter, my daughter Daisy.
No.
Yes, my daughter Daisy did it.
No.
Yeah.
That's not Daisy.
Well,
that's fantastic.
That's why I had to pose.
Oh my God, she's so talented.
Wearing that big head Andy Breckman mask that weighs a ton.
Wait, why didn't she sign it?
My neck was killing me.
Oh, she's got to come in and sign it.
Okay, we'll get her to sign it.
Because when she's famous.
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thanks.
From Beth to you. And I have a box for you.
Oh, you mean Beth commissioned it?
Yes.
Okay, so Beth is commissioning paintings from your daughter,
uh-huh.
buying jewelry from your wife.
Yes.
You know, I'm getting sick and tired, Ken, of supporting your damn family. It's time for you to step up, brother.
Well, that's my daughter. Thank you for...
They're your family. What the hell's going on?
Thank you for keeping her off the street.
Yeah, exactly.
For a couple of nights.
Yeah, exactly. And your wife, too. Give me a break, Ken.
Well, she's back out on the streets. What can I tell you?
Ken, bring home a little bacon. Help me out. All I'm saying, Ken, is help me out. Help me support your family.
I'm trying. Lord knows I'm trying.
No, this is fantastic.
But these commissions really, really help.
Wait, has Bethy seen this?
I think she's seen pictures of it. But back to the radio
show.
Wait,
let's take a picture and put it online.
I can't do that while I'm talking.
No, I'm going to do it. Hold on.
Okay.
Why? Oh, shut up.
Where are you going to post it?
I'm going to put it here. What do you mean where I'm going to post it?
I mean, where you're going to take a picture of it right now.
I'm going to mail it to you.
No, I'm not dealing with this during the show.
Yeah.
No.
Well, then how can we get it up online?
Let's put it up next week.
No, people want to see it.
No, that's okay.
Ken, we've been talking about it for 5 minutes.
Let's move on.
No. Shut up. Wait, hold on.
Somebody else has to come and
post it
and take a picture of it and post.
No, wait. Here, wait. I'm gonna mail it now. Tell me who to mail it to that can post it. Name someone who can post it. Can Scott post it?
I don't want to speak for anybody. People might be busy.
Well, then somebody call, give the number, and say and give me their.
Oh man, would you let it go?
No,
would
shut up.
Let it go.
Don't you understand? What part of shut up don't you understand?
The first part and the second part.
Hold on.
They both confuse me.
Hold on. Who can I mail this to that can post it?
Oh, good God.
Because people should see it.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just going to sit. Then we'll sit here until you think.
All right.
Okay, this will be the show.
If you can help us.
This will be the show. You trying to think of someone you know that has the technical ability to post.
You haven't even told me where you want it posted.
No, post it on your little, don't we have a little website that we do?
On the playlist page. That's one of the harder places to post.
Why?
Because you need to know HTML. You need to have
But don't we have like techies, like nerds?
Right, send it to Jeff Moore.
Fine. Oh yeah, Jeff is right upstairs. Is he listening to this?
Who knows?
Okay. Oh. There you go.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's right.
You know his email address?
Yeah. And now, hold on. I'm writing him a little letter. Okay. Talk amongst yourself.
Yeah. Soaking of the Andy, 1 week from tonight. 1 week and 3 minutes from tonight, from 6:15 to 6:19.
Wait. Charlie, hit the brakes.
Andy Breckman.
Say the time again.
We'll be matching.
Wait, hold
every
on.
Pledge made.
No, that's true. I've agreed to a match. I will match a matching fund.
6:15 next Wednesday night.
Till when?
Till whenever.
No,
till
no.
Till the Ken, cows come home.
No, Ken, seriously, I did not agree to that. I'm down to one TV show.
Okay, till a cow comes home.
Have a little mercy.
One cow.
Have mercy on your old pal. Wait. How about we do 120 seconds?
No.
What did we do
we'll
last
take,
year?
We'll take this up next week. The point is...
I always get boxed in.
The point is
get
next...
Get guilted into... No, because every minute is a lot of money for me and my beloved family.
And then following the soaking
and
of
then
the
will Andy. will you call my children, Evan and Molly, and explain why they won't be having 3 meals a day from this point on?
I've already told them.
That we're dialing back to two meals a day?
I emailed them a couple of days ago about that. They were cool with it. They said they have other ways to get food. Yeah. They're resourceful, those two.
They can paint pictures of you.
Yeah, I'll commission them.
Yeah, commission. Yeah, why don't you do that? Fair is fair. Commission Molly, who's very talented,
uh-huh. To paint a picture of
me. To paint
a
portrait of of your wife.
And I'll pay Evan to write me some jokes.
Yeah.
For staff meetings.
That's right.
All right.
My kids aren't very funny.
I'll put your kids through.
Hey, you know what Molly said when I was going to Toy Fair to sell my little toys?
What?
Last week. She said, bye, Dad, break even.
That's great.
Isn't that the greatest?
That's a really funny joke.
I know. She's so funny.
So have you written your little note to Jeff?
Yeah, it's been sent.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Maybe he'll post.
So we can move on with the show now. That's great.
Yeah. So, I know you'd like to. You'd like to spend the show we do before the marathon. You'd like to kind of tee up the marathon.
Yeah.
You'd like to talk about the marathon.
Right.
Ad nauseum. I believe I'm using that correctly.
Right. We would like people to swear
until people are nauseous.
To swear on whatever it is they swear on.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay, you're right. We're not.
Wait,
doing that.
Have we moved past that?
No, we're past that. Yeah. What we would like are ideas for after, for post the soaking of the Andy next
God.
Week. Andy and I have both agreed to super glue a hat on our head for a week.
No, we didn't agree. I think we're going to wear a hat. People suggest we can write anything on the hat that our listeners suggest. We will wear that hat in public for a week.
Well, we need a bunch of hats.
Yeah, a bunch of hats. But hold on, and I believe the plan is, if you take a picture of us not wearing the hat, we're inviting people to follow us,
right.
Like Gary Hart did.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for him, by the way?
On Monkey Business? Things went great on Monkey Business.
Okay.
He had the time of his life.
So we're going to wear the hat. We promise to wear the hat. And if you catch us, if you can get a picture of us not wearing the hat, we're good for $1,000. We'll put $1,000 in escrow next week.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be a little more, but okay.
Well, $1,000 is a lot of money.
You're putting up the escrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put up the escrow for me. I can't cover you.
Okay. I'll put up
$1,000.
I'll put up a grand escrow.
Yeah. So the money will be in the bank. We are promising to wear whatever hat you wear. The hat could say anything from, what could it say? What would be embarrassing?
For you, it would be Nancy Pelosi for president.
That would be a tough one.
I heart Nancy Pelosi.
That would be a tough one.
Or ask me about my sex change operation.
That would be, no, anything that begins with ask me about would be horrible.
Ask me about my screenplay for Andy Breckman.
That would be my nightmare. You know what I'm going to make yours say?
What?
Ask me what I think of your face.
And I would say, it's a lovely face.
Yeah, you'd have to say that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be my nightmare.
That would be, I would have no problem with that. So we are looking for embarrassing hats to put on the menu of hats for next week, post-soaking of the Andy. And we have a new
phone
number.
Would you wear this hat? Ask me about my penis.
No, I know.
You would for the right amount, for the right money.
Okay, maybe for the right money. Yeah.
How much are we going to need to wear these hats?
We'll come up with it next week. We need to come up with the hats.
I don't know if I'd ever wear that.
And the menu and the whole operation.
Oh, my God, that would be bad.
Yeah.
But what we need tonight are ideas for embarrassing hats.
Right.
Right?
Ideas for embarrassing hats. I guess we got started on this at my birthday party when Irwin made me wear a Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, that would be an embarrassing hat.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me. Would it be embarrassing for you?
Well, I'd have to choose which one I wear. I could wear one of yours or one of my own.
Yeah.
So wait, we're at 201. Oh, that's right. Your birthday party, he had the hat. 201-226-9368.
201-536-9368. And I love the fact that you were just making up a phone number. You couldn't remember the real phone number.
No,
so you just
No, that's Jeff's number.
Okay.
Wait.
201-536-9368.
Wait, 201-536-936 what?
68.
Okay. 201-536-9368 what?
No, that's it. That's the whole
thing.
Oh,
that's the end. Okay. Yeah. I'll say end. Okay. 201-536-9368, stop dialing, right? After the 8.
You don't?
Stop dialing.
Okay.
Yeah. 201-536-9368, stop.
Yeah.
That's how to remember.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more numbers.
You got
that's
it.
That's the end of it.
You got it now.
Yep.
All right. And we have a caller, Matt in Bloomfield. Welcome to the radio.
Hey, long time listener.
Hey, Matt, that means the world to us. And we hope to hear from you next week, too.
Oh, we'll do.
Oh, good. And are you gonna you'd swear on your mother's life that you'll call?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, then we're not sure.
Swear on your mother's eyes?
I'll swear on this hat suggestion.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to hear from Matt.
Oh, okay.
He seems to be waffling.
What's your hat suggestion, Matt?
Mainly for Andy.
Oh, no.
My understanding is that it has to be a baseball hat.
Yes, it's a baseball cap. Yep.
Oh, no.
The initial suggestion would be to find a cute little hat for Andy.
Yeah.
Somewhere from like a thrift shop or something. You know, like those cute little hats that... The girls wear, I guess they used to think.
Oh, that is.
All girls wear cute little
hats. Oh, a frilly hat. A pretty frilly hat.
Oh, a pretty hat.
That would make sense.
I'd be getting my comeuppance.
Their cute little hats.
Yes, a pretty
frilly hat. Yes, because I've been
hat.
Talking about how much women love their pretty hats.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard you say it a lot.
Yeah,
well, I mean, the surest way to a woman's heart is a pretty hat.
If not a baseball hat that says, "This is my cute little hat."
That would be that would be tough.
Great ideas, Matt. Thank you.
Having to wear a pretty hat.
Oh, I love the idea of a frilly hat. And then if it was a baseball cap, Andy, you could also wear one that said, "Ask me about my masturbatorium."
Oh, no.
Would that be a good one?
That would be a bad one.
I would happily wear that one. Because then, you know what I would say if people asked me about it?
It's Andy's hat.
Yeah, I'd say this is
I'm borrowing my friend Andy's hat.
Exactly.
Oh, no. This is a bad idea.
No, this is a great idea. We're looking for hats, embarrassing hats.
You know what yours is going to say? I just thought of a great one for you. Ask me to recite my favorite poem.
Oh, God. I can quickly memorize a poem. An Ogden Nash poem.
Just to be asked to do it makes me laugh.
Well, I would do, I think that I shall never see a thing so lovely as a tree.
A poem. A poem lovely as a tree.
Okay. And who is that? Joyce Kilmer, right? That was Joyce Kilmer.
Yeah.
New Jersey's poet something or other.
She had an amazing rack, by the way.
Joyce.
Oh, Joyce Kilmer was a guy?
Joyce Kilmer was a guy.
Oh, yeah. Should have known because the rhyme was so tight and strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did. He was well endowed.
amazing
and yes,
package.
He had.
He was known for two things.
The poem Trees.
and his package.
Well, his rack. His rack. He had man boobs. He wasn't embarrassed.
His breath. Little known facts about great American poets.
Yeah. It's like Meat Loaf had quite a rack on him.
Well, in the movie Fight Club, actually, that was a whole subplot.
Yes.
Well, hey, did Jeff upload the picture of your daughter's portrait of me?
Not yet.
We got to get her to sign it.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. We will.
Well, when will she sign it?
She's going to be back in town any day now. She's down at the Bat Ranch. We greet all of our friends at the Bat Ranch.
Wait, you mean I can't take this home tonight?
Yeah, you can take it home.
But how will she sign it?
Oh, okay, we'll leave it here for her to sign it then. As you wish.
I don't know what I want.
As you wish. She probably felt that because it was a commission, it needed to be unsigned. I don't know.
Did she sign the back?
I don't know.
No way to ever tell.
I am not my daughter's keeper.
I'd have to get off this chair to tell.
Yeah.
Did Jeff upload it?
Not yet. Oh, how about this as a hat for you?
Sometimes I wonder if Jeff still loves me. Yes.
Jeff did put it up on Instagram. So
if you go
to today's playlist page and look at the comments, go to WFMU.org, click on playlist and comments, and Jeff has put a link up to it on Instagram. Thar She Blows.
Oh, there it is.
Me holding it up for the world to see.
You mean Matt holding it up?
No, I mean me.
I don't know why.
Me holding up the painting of me wearing my Andy Breckman mask.
I don't know. It's fun to babble sometimes.
Yeah.
It's fun to just turn your brain off and
how
just
about
start
this?
Babbling.
How about this as a hat for you, Andy?
How about a hat for you?
How about this?
Yeah.
Ask me about my wife's rack.
No. Please
oh,
don't.
Oh, God. That's please a great don't. One. Thank you, PMD. That
please
is,
don't.
That is so funny.
Please don't. Oh, no.
Another idea for
no,
you.
No, because what if I'm with Bethy? Oh, no.
You can, yeah. Don McLean 1980 tour, right? Don McLean 1980 world tour.
Oh, that's bad too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
Ash.
That's bad
Thank
too.
You, Asheville John. Good idea.
Oh, I think I was on that tour with him.
Oh, that's right.
Before that, he kicked me off.
That was the actual tour you were on.
Before he kicked me off. Before when we had our misunderstanding.
That was the tour when you opened for Human League? Was it?
No.
Duran?
With Don McLean. We had a trial separation. And by that, I mean he tried to separate my face from my head.
But you opened for, it was Human League.
Well, that was not with Don McLean.
Oh, that was not with Don McLean.
That was
okay.
A whole separate horrible booking. Thank you, though.
Yeah, no problem.
That was the worst booking ever. For them and me.
Here's another hat for you.
Oh, no.
Restraining order expires in 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. These are great.
Yeah, these are good.
Wait, how about some for you?
Those are just not coming in on the chat board tonight. I don't know what it is.
Ask me if I'm high.
Ask me about my weed. Yeah.
How about weed? $25 an ounce. Would you wear that?
Yeah. Yeah, I would wear that. I wouldn't be able to carry any weed with me when I was wearing it. Can I borrow your Korean boy for a week?
Would you wear like an anti-cop hat?
No.
And then if you get turned, you would?
No.
You would not?
No, I would not.
Pigs in a blanket? Oink, oink, oink. And then just get pulled over for going 5 miles too fast?
No, I would not wear an anti-cop hat.
Even for the right amount of money?
Would you?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Well, nobody's calling our new phone number. You know, we need a new thank you person for next year, too. This is traditionally the week when we get somebody who comes in and swears that they're going to pledge.
Ask me if I'm aroused. Would you wear that?
Yes. Would you? You have to agree.
Oh, this is going to be horrible.
This is great.
We have to put money in escrow because otherwise people won't believe we'll wear it.
Yeah.
Every time we're in public, that has to be the rule. Every time we leave the house.
Well, inside the house, too.
Well, no one will see us inside the house.
But if somebody comes to your front door...
What do I do if I have, like, a Skype, a meeting of some kind?
Turn off your camera. Jeez. That was a tough one.
Or just frame the shot. Andy, why? We can't see the top of your head. It's all right. I'm good.
Or glare.
Just yeah.
Use expert glare.
Andy, turn around. I mean, why even have Skype if you're not going to face the camera? I'm good. I can hear you. That's going to be my next Skype meeting.
Can't wait.
You can wait, you little liar. So how will this work? So people will... how will this work? We're going to make a list of bad hats.
Yeah, it's going to be
a menu. They're going to get from bad to very, very worse.
Yes, way worse.
Way worse. And every time we hit some goal, every time we hit $300, the hat we have to wear... will change.
Right.
And so if you want us to hit the worst hat, you have to keep pledging.
Right.
Like we did with the tattoos.
Yeah, and there have to be some really horrible hats in there because...
All horrible is the problem. How do you know one's worth?
Well...
Like this frilly woman's hat. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, so you would buy... That would be a situation, you know, I think where you would buy your way out of it. That's what happened when we did this with tattoos.
Yeah.
I bought my way out.
Of the worst
I
of
can't
them.
Remember what it was, but I bought my way out into the Eagles.
Oh, center. I see. You're right. If some of them are so bad
that
I just never be comfortable doing it, I had to open my check.
Right, then you have to buy your way out.
Oh, no. This is insidious.
Yeah, but we need calls.
Evil.
We need calls at 201-536-9368. We're also looking for a new thank you person for next week if you want to.
For next year. What is that? That's someone that if they promise to pledge money and they follow through,
right,
we will thank them by name Every week.
Every week. Yeah, it's like a little something we do for the very first pledge that we get.
So you will get, and what is the appeal of that? You get to hear a professional broadcaster.
Well, you don't
Ken
get,
Fried,
you don't get
Ken
that.
Friedman. Well, you will say that person's name at the end of every show.
Yeah, just like I said, Dana's name. Dana was our thank you gal for the last year. Thank you, Dana. Said that at the end of almost every show.
So this is the last show we'll be thanking Dana.
I think I forgot about a couple.
Maybe Dana will want to call and renew. Is she eligible?
Dana is eligible to renew.
How much do you have to pledge to be eligible to do that?
I remember how much it was last year and the year before.
Wait, what's your goal this year? You want to hit a million, what, two? A million four?
1.5.
Oh, 1.5.
Yeah.
Why don't you make that? Why don't you just do that in one big swoop? Why don't you get some billionaire, some whale to pledge $1.5 million? And then we're done. What would you do for the next 2 weeks? Could I have it off?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can get us a pledge for $1.5 million that's real, yeah, you can have the next 2 weeks off. Everybody can have the next 2 weeks off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You think there's somebody out there?
No.
Just inherited some money?
Nope. Yeah, you'd need to have a lot of money. You'd need to be a billionaire.
Well, it's tax deductible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hey, we have a call, Andy.
No, it's not possible.
No, it is possible.
Not possible. We've been repelling listeners. We haven't said anything amusing or interesting. It's not possible.
And yet.
You're delusional.
And yet.
You're imagining calls. This is the saddest, saddest moment yet.
I don't think I'm imagining it. Hannah in Chicago.
It's like an oasis. It's like,
hello?
Oh my gosh.
Hi, Hannah.
I can hear her too. That's what's
Hi.
So sad.
Well, I'm so excited that I'm on the air with you guys.
Yes. Can you imagine how we feel?
We're excited to be on the air with you, Hannah.
Can you imagine every week I get to feel this feeling and you're just feeling it now? It's just a taste of what I feel every week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad that I have to correct you, but it's pronounced Hannah.
Hannah.
No, I believe it's Hannah.
It says Hannah right here.
No, I believe it's Hannah. Well, look, there's no way to settle this.
But if you want, you can call me Hand.
Is that what people call you?
That's what my fiancé calls me.
Hand?
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet in a way.
It's because I often misspell my own name when I'm writing out emails, so I call myself Hand.
Is the wedding going to be in Chicago?
No, it's probably going to be down in Florida.
Is that where he's from?
That's where he's from, yeah.
What does he do for a living?
He's an architect and also a musician.
Oh, my God. That's perfect. Don't let him get away, honey. And then what do you do for a living?
I work at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And
I'm sorry.
I'm an arts administrator.
Oh, maybe you'll get a real job soon.
I hope so.
It could happen.
Andy had an exciting career in folk music.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I would love to get Andy to do a gig here.
Oh, sure. As long as I can follow some clog dancers. That's the secret. Because everyone sounds good and entertaining if you follow clog dancing.
I think I can make that happen.
Yeah. Then I'll be there.
Have you ever performed after a clog dancer?
Oh, my God. It's heaven on earth for a performer. People are so excited to see you. Anyone who's not clog dancing is a rock star. That's the secret of success in entertainment. Try to get booked with clog dancers. Okay, so we're going to hear from you next week.
Yes.
Now Ken and I have a little disagreement. When I'm talking to my wife and I want to promise her something and I want her to know that I'm really going to follow through, I always say we have like a little shorthand way of promising each other something and making it like a real solid solemn promise. We say, I swear on the ketubah, which is, of course, the Hebrew wedding contract that we have framed in our bedroom. So now, do you and your fiance have something like that, a little shorthand way of saying, this time I'm not fooling, it's something I really mean?
No, not exactly.
Oh.
You know, I always hold true to the things that I tell him, and sometimes he forgets the things that he's promising. So.
I guess you're right. A real solid, healthy relationship, you wouldn't need anything more than a promise. Ken does not have anything like, well, Ken's a heathen from way back. Ken has nothing sacred
in his life. I got nothing.
He's got
like
nothing that.
That
means anything. That,
no.
Yeah, that, uh, that he got. There's no line on earth that you could draw that he wouldn't cross.
Yeah, I would just say, I kid you not. That would be my way of swearing.
Well, wait, that's something. Wait, is that a signal to Hank, to your wife, that you're being super serious?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's something.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there's that.
Okay, there's that. I believe every couple has that.
I'm not swearing on something. I'm just saying, I kid you
well,
not.
Well, but it's your shorthand way. That's as close as you get to a religious experience.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
And I do that as whipping myself and drawing blood from the welts.
Like when you say those words, I kid you not, that promise means more to you.
Yeah, that means that I am really not, I'm not joking. I am not joking.
Yeah, I think every couple says that. Like, I swear on my ketubah.
Yeah, this is a true story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, hand, you don't have anything like a shorthand like that with your husband, with your fiance?
You know, I'll give him a look. There's, in my family, we have a thing that's like, oh, the look. And so I'll just give him the look, and he knows I'm serious. And it's kind of like I squint my eyes at him and glare at him a little bit.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I know that look.
I have that look with Andy, too.
Yeah. Now, imagine a woman giving you that look and she's wearing a pretty hat. That's heaven on earth. Heaven on earth, my friend.
Heaven on earth?
I don't know.
I think that's...
mixed signals?
Yeah, that's mixed signals. That's like...
Now, Hand, wait. What can I do for you? Do you have an idea for a hat, an embarrassing hat for Ken?
It's not a baseball cap, but you guys have talked about tampons dipped in chocolate.
Yes.
And I
yes.
can see Ken wearing that next time.
Attached to a hat.
I'll make some tampons.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll make more chocolate tampons.
And would you wear it? Would you glue it to a hat?
Yes, of course. I had a great time making those chocolate
tampons. Could the hat say chocolate tampons 5 cents?
Sure.
You better put a few in your pocket. Lots of street urchins out there be running after you, looking to buy them.
Well, thank you, Hand. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
yeah, congratulations.
Thank you thanks for talking with me.
You were about to say how much you love the show. Yeah.
Oh, I do love the show. I love the show a lot.
So, hey, so you can do us a favor. Promise that you're going to call and pledge next week or the following week, and then give us that look. Even though it's just an audio phone call, we'll still feel it, wouldn't we, Ken?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Hand.
I'll definitely do that. I'm giving you guys a look right now.
That's good enough for me.
Do you want to be the thank you person for the next year?
I do.
Okay, should I thank you as...
You can't pronounce her name! You've just painted yourself into a corner.
Hana.
This is broadcasting 101, buddy.
Hana.
Yes.
Or Hand.
Either way.
All right.
I know who you're talking about.
Thank you, Hand.
Thank you, guys.
You're the thank you person for the next year.
If she follows through with her...
Yeah, we'll look for your pledge next week.
With her $5,000 pledge.
We didn't say $5,000.
I'm going to pledge you guys a car.
Great.
Well, depends on the car.
Yeah, I'm donating my old car to you guys.
Well, great, fantastic.
Well, we could do that. I mean, the station could sell it, right?
And well, we accept donations of cars.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it occurs to me, Ken, I'm probably, with all the soaking that you do every year,
yeah,
I'm probably one of your top 10 donors.
I'm up there. Oh, you're up there, yeah.
Then why am I not treated better when I walk in? What the hell is going on in this? It's like bizarro world. I get no respect at all. I have to stand downstairs and buzz eight times to get in.
We've given you a key a zillion times. You cannot hang on.
Who would ever dream I'm a big donor around here? I go to the free T-shirt room. I get that look, that skeptical, wary look.
Yeah, everybody.
Like, hey, only one T-shirt, buddy.
Everybody runs out of the free T-shirt room every time you walk in
there. What the hell's going on?
I
get no respect at all.
These are excellent questions. I think you should.
You'd think a big donor. You'd think.
You would think, yeah.
Right this way, Mr. Right. Breckman. Can we get you a drink, Mr. Breckman?
What went wrong?
I hope you treat your other donors a little better.
Oh, of course we do.
It just occurred to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you should really reflect on why this is the case.
Yeah.
But we're holding up.
No, you should reflect.
We're holding up Hana.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hana. God bless you and your work.
Hana, that's thank
okay.
you.
Okay, and
thank
don't,
you.
Hana,
sorry,
Hana, I'll leave you yep. with these words. Obey your husband. Thank you. Good night.
Maybe that's part of the reason why you don't get the respect around here. Jokes like that.
And yet... I write the check and it's cashed within 4 minutes. It's in the bank cash within 4 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah. You see, you have a little lackey. You have a winged monkey standing by on his little motorbike.
Well, you can deposit it just by taking a picture of it and sending it to the bank.
Yeah.
That's
everyone
what we
get
do.
Out. Yeah. Get out your camera.
This year, I think we can get it down to 30 seconds.
Yeah. Andy's opening his checkbook. Everyone, where's my camera? And then no respect. And then I'm back to persona non grata.
All right, so we have our new thank you gal for next year. It's Hannah in Chicago, and we have lots of great suggestions for hats for next week, embarrassing hats. Andy, for you, a hat that says free hugs.
No, not and, enough money in the world.
And for me, a hat that says ask me about my parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Or lots.
Yeah.
How about vaginally born and proud of it?
For you?
For either of us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Or cesarean power.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And that reference, of course, to our new listeners is my uncanny ability to tell if someone is either vaginally born or cesarean born.
It is.
I can often do it even if they don't take their hat off.
It is a superpower.
Yeah. I used to be a party trick. I used to just do it at parties, and I would bat like 900, 950.
Those were the best parties.
Yeah, they were great. Your wife would be in the kitchen making cookies, and I'd be in the living room. I'd be in the room just feeling people's scalps.
There was a freedom. There was a freedom and joy at those parties.
Yeah.
You just don't find anymore.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? What other tickets? Oh, how about a PETA hat? Would you wear a PETA hat?
Dear God.
Yeah. Old people love me.
Oh, my God.
That would be a great hat.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Philippe. These are great. Oh, everybody who's posting these on the chat board.
These are horrible.
Yeah. And if you have any hat ideas, please give us a call at 201-536-9368.
How do you put money in escrow? I have $1,000. I'll put it in escrow. If I certainly won't want to lose that $1,000. I will not lose it. I'll wear the hat.
There's no such thing, really. I mean, you just give it to a lawyer, you know. I mean, that's really all an escrow account is an account that's being...
But doesn't it have to be public? Like, the world has to see that there's money in a bank account.
Okay, you can put it in a bank account, and we'll just post a picture of the page and, you know, black
but
out...
But I shouldn't have access to the bank account. Or should I? Wait, how does it work?
That's the idea. So it's given to a lawyer.
It's given to a third party.
Yeah, it's given to a lawyer. Always the lawyer. Who
is there a third party that both of us trust with $1,000 each?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
You mean bring cash to Dunkin' Donuts?
The Dunkin' Donuts around the corner.
So we'll each have an envelope of cash, $1,000.
Yep.
We'll say, could you hold this for a week?
Yep.
Okay.
Don't give it to anybody except for us.
Or the person, or unless we fail,
right,
and a picture is taken
right,
and published.
Somebody shows you a photograph that doesn't look photoshopped.
Well, it has to be dated somehow.
Yeah.
It has to be a series of photos or maybe a video, right, of us moving.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could be photoshopped.
Right.
Well, no, seriously, I know you're joking about your Dunkin' Donuts, but how do we do it? We need a third party that we and the listeners will trust.
Well, that would be a lawyer. That's usually the agent. The escrow agent is usually...
Is there a lawyer that the station works with? Do you have someone on retainer?
I work with a lot of lawyers, but this is not something I would ask any of them to do.
Well,
I
have lawyers in my family.
No, actually, I take it back. There are lawyers I could ask to do this for us.
Oh, well, let's do that. I mean, okay. We have a week. I think we want to... And then, but at the end of that month, I want my money back.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Fredericks. You're on the air.
It's me. I've got a bunch of them, guys. This was inspirational.
Oh, no. Good. I've never been more frightened in my life.
I imagine Andy standing on a street corner with a hat that says, look at my belly, and please comment.
That is horrible.
That's a good one.
Hey, that is horrible.
He took that off and he put on another hat and it said, ask me if I'm bald.
Yeah, ask me if I'm bald is a great one.
And then Ken was standing next to him when they had to say, I have hemorrhoids. Then there was another one that said, WWAD. You have to explain that one.
I don't get that.
What would Andy do?
What would Andy do? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And then there was one more that Andy was wearing. It's black and it has yellow letters and it says, Dinky Dinky.
Thank you, Fredericks.
Well, some of those I get all the references and I think are brilliant. And some of those I don't quite get.
I don't quite get the dinky dinky either.
But he seems so proud of it. Maybe we're missing something.
I think it's a reference to your manhood, meaning.
Oh, dinky. Oh, a dinky dinky.
Meaning I have a dinky dinky. Yeah, dinky dinky.
But why does it have to be black with gold letters? I don't get. Okay.
Oh, that's the international symbol of truth.
201-536-5368. Stop. Stop dialing when you hit the 8.
Mick in Montclair, you're on the air.
Hi, I was calling. I'm a licensed attorney in the state of New Jersey. I was calling to offer my services.
That scares me to death. Some guy we've never heard of.
I will hold the money in escrow for you.
And how does it work? And then whose name is on the account?
I would deposit it in what's called an attorney trust account. It's an account attorneys are required to have, and it would be sort of in a sub-account in the trust account labeled that was being held in escrow pending the, you know, either resolution of a dispute or the happening of a particular event, after which the money would then be released to the party deserving it. A lot of times you hold money in escrow waiting for the release to be signed when a case is settled.
Right. And then how does the public or the participants in the court proceedings, how do they know, how can they verify that the money's there?
Well, I mean, I'd be pledging it. I put my license on the line if I were not holding the money there, right? You know, I'd get it.
I trust this guy.
Yeah, I trust this guy, too. If he has a good track record with FMU, would you go ahead with this?
Yeah, I'd give him $1,000. What does a good track record with FMU mean?
Well, I mean, you know, he's on our mailing list or something.
Is he?
Probably. I'll check.
Well, why don't you ask him?
Mick,
don't be shy.
I'm embarrassed to ask him. Will you ask him?
Okay. What was his name?
I don't remember.
Hannah.
Hand.
Yeah,
Hand.
I'm on your mailing list.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mick.
So that's all you need, Ken?
Yeah.
That's all you need to trust somebody?
Yes. That's it.
That's the vetting process here?
What am I holding it in escrow for? I missed the beginning of it.
Ah.
Well, our deal with our listeners is they're going to suggest a hat, an embarrassing hat that we will have to wear. And if we're caught in public not wearing the hat, whoever catches us in public is entitled to that
$1,000. $2,000.
Well, no, it would be $1,000 for me and $1,000 for you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mick, will you email me?
I will.
And I'll set it up. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
I will.
Is there another way that I'm not thinking of to reassure our listeners that we're definitely going to wear it?
Well, we'll ask Mick to send us a copy.
I mean, is this the best way for us to put up a grand? Is this the best way?
It's the second best way. I think the best way is an envelope full of cash at Dunkin' Donuts around the corner.
Or what if we offered?
Myself.
What if we offered?
That
and
would
I'm just,
work.
I'm just talking out loud. I don't know any other way to talk.
Yeah.
What if we offered to crazy glue the hat to our heads?
Yeah. Great. I thought that was a given.
We would do that too?
Yeah.
But then we're sleeping with it?
Yes.
But we can't roll over.
Who needs to roll over? You roll over when you sleep?
Do you not roll over when you sleep?
What, do you sleep in a water slide? I sleep on a bed. On my back.
I guess for a month I won't be sleeping on my water slide.
Okay, then. You got to make some sacrifices here.
You think people that turn over in their sleep must be sleeping on a water slide?
Or a trampoline or something.
Really, Ken? Really?
So you spin around.
I didn't say I spin around. You can play back the tape. I'd never use that term.
But you'll sleep on the back.
I might
little
turn
bit on
over.
The side.
I do. Sometimes if I'm snoring, I get a little nudge and I have to turn over.
On the stomach.
I do probably am on the stomach.
Any old which way.
You're making me sound like it's a problem. Most people do roll around.
It sounds like chaos. I can't imagine that.
But how do you sleep? You're like, it's like close to death.
My back.
So you're like prepping for getting buried alive later in life?
You never know.
You're allowed to move.
Very still. Why move?
You're like Count Dracula in his coffin?
A little bit.
All right.
Hey, Mick, email me.
Yeah, I will. I'll email you.
Okay, thanks. Andy, we have the secret message on line one. It's Pam in San Francisco.
Hi there.
Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam. Hey, how are you?
pretty well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We always look forward to hearing from you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Now, you know what? This year, one of the high points of this year, if we can maybe remind people about our show, the shows we did this year, was actually meeting Pam.
Yes.
That was the high point of my year.
Oh, well, I hope to God that's not true. But when was that, Pam? Just remind us.
It was August or September.
Yeah, it was last summer.
And he did get his passport. He is a citizen.
Oh, good. So. Oh, your friend. Oh, that's right. We did a follow-up show where we talked to her
But
friend.
That means you are no longer a citizen, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a zero-sum. It's
right.
a zero-sum
yeah.
game.
Yeah, you have to turn in your citizenship.
Okay, but to be fair, I don't remember your friend's name.
I believe it was Richard.
Richard.
Very good.
But to be fair, there was never really a question. He knew more about American history and government than we did.
He's like Mr. Factoid, you know.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I was very impressed with him.
But he's great.
Good. Well, give him my love and tell him Ken says hello.
Okay, I will. He will appreciate it.
Yeah.
So the best hat, I think, for both of you would be your cell phone numbers.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, please, God.
That would be great.
Pam, yeah. Why? Why did you make that suggestion?
Because I love you so.
That would be the worst. Wouldn't that be the worst for you, Ken?
No, not really.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah,
what?
See, that's the thing. I thought it'd be bad for, I knew it would be bad for Andy, but Ken.
I mean,
like,
don't
yeah,
you just
sure,
get junk calls all day anyway? You know what I mean?
I remember we gave out my cell phone number on the air.
Yeah.
I think with Evan's help. I think Evan called it, but it gave the last digit, if I remember. But, or he tried to. But it was horrible.
Why was that horrible? I've given out my phone number on the air many times.
You have?
Yeah. You get a couple of calls.
Oh my God. I ended up having to identify callers by calling them creep 1, creep 2, creep 3, and I went all the way to creep 20. So I knew when they called.
That's not very many. So the goal this year would be to make it to double that.
Oh, no. Yeah. It was horrible.
40 creeps.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I knew not to pick up when they called. Oh, God. My heart just sank. That is the worst.
Pam.
Well, hopefully. Oh, wait, sorry.
Hey, Pam, Queams says hi.
Hi, Queams. She's great.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yep.
No one knows what you're talking about now, guys.
She is.
Not cool, guys. Not cool. Inside jokes. Not cool.
No, here you go. It's not a joke. She's just great.
Well, I have mixed feelings about her.
Well, why is that?
Why? Yeah. Not enough pretty hats? How about ask me about my prostate?
No, Ken. No, for Ken. Ask me. Oh, shoot. I posted on the board. But something like, ask me what I'm buying this year with the marathon money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or ask me about my new home.
How about something that's just so un-PC? Ask me if I'm retarded.
Ken's not PC. Is Ken PC?
Ask me if I'm retarded. Wouldn't you hate that, Ken?
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Because then you'd get people stopping you and lecturing you.
Yeah. You could come up with worse than that.
Probably, but we don't want to be talking about it on the air.
Right, Andy? You could wear, like, no fatties.
People. How about my sister is retarded? My brother is retarded. Wait, something.
And then people would take you to task.
My nephew is retarded.
Then people would take you to task, and you would say, no, that's what she calls it. She calls herself retarded.
Yeah. She calls herself retarded.
How can that be wrong?
Yeah. She bought this hat for me.
I have ringworm.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm sorry, Ken. I had that once when I was like, 10.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrendous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like the worst.
Well, at least you didn't have trichinosis.
You know what would be bad for me is tell me your problems.
Oh, yeah. Tell me your dreams.
Tell me your dreams.
Tell me your
tell me your dreams.
Tell me your last
dream.
Oh,
I would just kill myself.
That would be
the longest week of my life.
So Andy, to help with the grading, so yeah. Which would be worse, tell me your dreams or giving your cell phone number?
The cell phone number is the worst I've heard. Okay. I'd go into quarantine. I don't think I'd leave the house. Oh, my God. That's
there you
the
go.
Worst.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Boy, you're good. You're evil.
I try.
I'm glad you use your powers for goodness instead of evil.
Well, thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. I hope to hear from you next.
Bye.
Now, Pam, when you are promising someone something and it's a sacred, serious promise, is there something you swear on? No. Wow.
Not really.
Wow. I guess you were right, Ken. It's all heathens, top to bottom, coast to coast.
Yeah.
No, it's, I mean...
You don't know, swear
to
God.
You live the good word. You don't stick your hand on it.
Huh.
So if somebody...
I don't know
what that means or where it came from.
So Pam...
Here's all I know. It's just a godless throng of listeners.
Ooh, that could be a hat.
Yeah.
So, Pam, if you're trying to...
Pam, ask me about Scientology. Would you wear that, Ken?
Of course. Oh, happily.
Oh, because you would just debunk it.
No, I know enough about it. I'd pretend to be a Scientologist.
Yeah, Ken would have too much fun with that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. Because Ken has no moral compass at all, there's almost nothing that he would balk at.
Oh, no, there's plenty of things. Plenty of things.
What's been the worst suggestion so far?
It's, well, possibly just MAGA, just a regular plain old MAGA hat. I would hate to walk around outside wearing a MAGA hat.
Okay, maybe that's it then.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything to the hat. You know
yes, the rule. No, but we'd have very strict rules. Strict rules. You can't amend the hat. You can't wear it backwards.
Yeah. Good. Glad to hear it's well thought out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we have.
You can't wear another hat on top of the hat.
Yeah.
Ooh, that
that's right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You can't coat your hair with grease or black paint.
You can't walk around pantsless in an effort to distract people from the hat.
Oh, who said that?
I think that should be one of our rules.
Fine.
What about makeup?
Because no one ever says this. Did you see the hat on that pantsless man? That's something you'd never hear said.
That guy with no pants was wearing a funny hat.
Unless the hat... Oh, can you have like things...
Yeah, unless the hat says, where's my pants?
Could you like have a dildo on the hat?
I've seen some of those.
Would you wear that in public?
No.
Well, for the money you would.
No. I don't know. I don't
For $210, you would.
I would not.
I've seen you do a lot worse for $210.
No, that's a no for $210. Pam, we got to run.
Yeah, I know. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you next week, we hope. 201-536-9368. Stop.
What's this? Oh, stop dialing.
Yeah, stop dialing. That's the end of the number.
Yeah.
It's only polite. It's only good etiquette to say stop when you're finished.
Right.
I do that with my...
you can just stop talking.
I do that with my social security number, too.
Oh, go ahead. Let me hear that.
I go 148.
Uh-huh.
You con man.
1482, and it sounded like you were going to give another 8. So 14828.
Oh, why do I always fall for that?
And then there's only...
Would you put your social security number on a hat?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Please.
No.
Please. I said please.
No, I won't.
Wait, no, but I said please.
Would you wear a hat saying, let me read your screenplay?
Oh, my God. That's a close second.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's a close second for me. How about, would you wear a hat saying, what time slot do you want?
Of course.
Damn it.
No problem.
Damn it. Hey, would you wear a hat that had the like WFUV?
Of course, I think I think I have a WFUV shirt.
Damn it! Damn it! Let me think. Damn it! You're a tough one. You're a moving target. Well, except for the soaking, I'm looking forward to next week. Except for the soaking and wearing a hat, so we have to get that lawyer lined up.
Yes, Mick. Don't forget to email me, Mick.
Hey, thank you, Daisy Freeman. You're very gifted, and I'm sure Beth has a place in mind to put this.
And thank you, Nick the Bard, for call screening. Thank you, Veronica. And thank you, Hand.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Feels good to say thank you, Hand.
Well, wait, she hasn't pledged yet.
I'm trusting her.
Oh, she gave us the look.
Yeah, I trust her.
She gave us the this time I mean it look.
Yeah, and next week, the soaking of the Andes.
No, no. Well, we'll see.
Marathon starts this Saturday at 3 p.m. with.
Why did I insult women this week?
With Todaphonic Todd.
What is wrong with me?
And Tom Sharpling.
Oh, Tom is joining us next week?
No, Tom's kicking off the marathon with Todd on Saturday.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that means the world. Oh, that's great.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
$1.5 million.
Online at WFMU.org.
Are we already on our way?
Yes, we are already.
Has the needle moved already?
Yeah, we're at 4%. 96% of the way to go. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla.
This is like the little station that could. A cute little station that could.
When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." It made an impression on me, and since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking of something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
Good evening, lifers. You are listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla. Wow. Okay, wait. That was too serious.
It's okay. You can be a little serious.
And Kim. I'm Kimzilla.
Oh, now I feel like I have to adjust my voice accordingly.
Yeah, should we start this over? Yeah. Okay, let's do this like according to the theme of tonight. We need to really get... Okay, go ahead.
You're going to die.
Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. You don't know. But that's what we're here to talk about. That's what we're here to discuss. The existential crisis of your own demise.
It's your own demise. We're all going to die. This is in real life, though.
Yeah. This is not in real death.
It's not in real death. You're gonna embrace life, this life, real life, in real life.
Oh, my God.
Before you die.
You did it all.
Full circle.
You put it all in one packet of information. I don't think we even need to do the interview. Let's just...
That's the summary.
Let's just... Oh, yeah. There's
a
lot
more to
it. That's
the Cliff's Notes. Yeah. I had someone correct me on that this week.
What?
That it's Cliff's Notes, not Cliff Notes. Is that right?
I made a face because I think that that's like one of those things that everyone says Cliff Notes.
Everyone says Cliff Notes. So nobody says Cliff's Notes.
You know, like language evolves.
Right.
So they need to
get with the times.
Yeah. That's just dumb.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Ah, before we get into things, we already have a great message board going on. So let's just get everybody onto the Lifer page, wfmu.org/Boylets and comments.
Sorry, I missed that pass.
And can I mention one more thing?
Yeah,
because I kind of
teased
mention
all
on
the
it.
Things.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Is it out? Is it available? Can people see it? Is it social media?
You have to go onto. I haven't posted it on our playlist yet, but the great Joe Tate, who is an incredible artist, has agreed to make our premium, and it looks incredible. It just looks incredible. So if
and
you want to go on to
a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It is the first ever In Real Life t-shirt.
First ever.
It's a real t-shirt.
Can we wear our own t-shirts?
I'm going to. Is that?
I don't know.
I have to. I can't not. It looks so cool. Yeah. It just looks so cool.
It's like a mystery forest and it looks like a woodcut and it's like all the, it kind of represents all like the weird and mysterious people that we find for interviews.
Yeah. So there's a lot of little Easter eggs,
oh my God,
a lot of little like inside show jokes that you'll appreciate if you've been listening hidden in this magical forest. And it is so cool looking.
Yeah. People are really angry about us saying, Cliff Notes.
You never can predict what's going to spark a conversation on the message board. Hey, guys, that's not what the show's about. Let's not focus on that. Let it go. Just let it go.
And when I see people really angry, there's just one person. That posted. But, you know, like I can look through all of the positive and I will find the one thing that people say and it just is a dagger in my heart. Yeah. That's how.
Wow.
That's how external my ego is. It's all on my sleeve, which is why, guys,
your ego, you wear your ego on your sleeve.
We really, really want you guys to pledge next week and the week after for
we're not
our show.
Yet, but do it for Kim's ego.
But do it for Kim's ego, most of all, or else it's going to be hard for me to walk through the halls of FMU and
hold
feel
her
like,
head high.
Yeah.
I don't work here, so I can just.
Oh, it's something. The judgment on
everybody's face. I don't get the shame face.
Yeah. Oh, you can see the t-shirt. Thanks for asking, Melinda.
Good question.
On the message board. Right now, you can see it on my Instagram page. So if you're...
I'll post it on my Instagram, too.
Yeah.
So if you're following
IRL
me...
IRL Kimzilla?
I know. I love that neither of us are like, I don't know. My
IRL Kimzilla is
I think
mine.
I'm Emily in real life. Am I? What am I? Yeah, Emily _ in real life.
And I'm Kimzilla.
So you can find us, and we'll post some pictures of the t-shirt there. And it is so exciting. It looks great.
Yeah.
But on to tonight.
Let's talk about
did
tonight.
We mention you're going to die? You're going to die. Tonight on the show, we were very fortunate to be gifted a conversation with an individual named Ned Buskirk, who started a movement, really. It started as a poetry night held in a San Francisco apartment that sort of focused on dealing with grief, dealing with processing death, how we process death, and dealing with also embracing life with the knowledge that we're going to die.
And having like the vocabulary to be able to talk about it, mm-hmm. because it's a hard topic.
And it's one that we don't always have the vocabulary to talk about, but it's also one that I think we often feel really uncomfortable talking about.
Yeah.
And this is sort of a project aimed at breaking those stigmas and making it more acceptable and easier and more supported mm-hmm. for people to talk about grief and death. So it started as this poetry night, and it's now a 501c3 nonprofit called You're Going to Die. And you can find their website at YG2D. That's their, if you look that up, that's their website. And they do so much more than just the poetry night now. They're really like invested in a deeper and more varied exploration of death and dying that's like, you know, tied into art and writing and music and interviews and storytelling. And it's a whole movement now. And we were fortunate enough to get to sit down and speak to the founder.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy who started it all.
Yeah, it's kind of like a moth, but...